Hey now, welcome back to Almost a Blaze, the podcast where we discuss music, life, and our experience here at UConn. This is the last episode we're recording before spring break. Do you need me to bring a level down here?
Something? No, you're good. I was using the wrong mic.
That's why. Gotcha.
You're good.
Anyways, this is our last week here before spring break. So let's, as usual, let's start off with a little weekend recap. Will, you're telling me you have some stories you want to tell and get off your chest.
The Godzilla-like figure that is Emil, my roommate.
The man, the meme, the legend.
Went to Ted's this weekend. Well, I went to Ted's with him, I will say.
Yeah, remember. We were hanging up before that. I keep forgetting that. That was a fun day.
That was an enjoyable day. A nice little Moe's dinner.
Yeah.
I was under the impression that we were going to Ted's for a beer. Just a little beer. That'd be it. We'd come back, maybe watch like some TV, and we'd all go to bed, maybe be in bed by midnight.
Yeah, just out for a quick beer and chill.
I was wrong in assuming that.
That makes a lot of sense.
So I went to Ted's and did exactly that. I went, had a beer, left, came back, listened to some vinyls, just sat on our couch.
Was it Emil's, Zuhair's Weezer vinyls?
No, it was not Zuhair's Weezer vinyls. What was I listening to, though? I think I was listening to some Townes Van Zandt, actually.
Ooh,
something very relaxing.
Good
it was
pick.
The I think it was his self-titled vinyl.
That's a
I feel like I listened
pick.
To something else too.
Yeah?
It wasn't Sublime.
Ooh, that would be that's a good mood for that.
It was a good mood, but I was just chilling, And so while I was doing this, Emil and my roommate Sam, they decided to stay at the bar and have more than just a beer.
Uh-oh.
And so I got home early. I got home at like 11. So it was pretty early. We left at like 10. So I was there for like an hour at most. 11:30 rolls around. They're still not back. I'm like, oh, man. Midnight rolls around.
No.
They're still not back. And I'm like, oh, my God. Like, I should just go to bed because I'm going to be out of luck.
You're going to be babysitting.
12:30 comes around and they're still not back. And at this point, I'm getting a little concerned. I'm like, we're going to be in trouble.
What time did you get to Ted's?
I think we got there around 10, so it was a little...
All right, so he's there 2.5 hours so far.
2.5 hours.
Is Emil a fast drinker?
We'll get to that.
Uh-oh.
So,
that's not good.
I might cut some of this just
for
out of respect for his privacy, but as of now, I'll tell it how it is.
Yeah, we can always edit it later just because I really want to hear this.
So I think 12:30 comes around. I said 12:30, and then I think 1 in the morning comes around. At that point, I'm like basically asleep on our couch. I'm just kind of like put a blanket on and was kind of like, in and out of consciousness, just listening to music.
Yeah.
12:30 comes around, or 1:31 comes around. Boom, the door opens.
Uh-oh.
And I hear screaming, and Emil walks inside, and we keep a lot of things. Our counter is shaped like this.
Yeah,
it's kind of curved.
I remember your counter.
Yeah, and we have a lot of things, and he just immediately swats everything off the counter.
Was there, like, glass on there? Like, what was...
There was a bottle of Smirnoff on there that didn't get knocked over, but it had a tiny bit amount left in it, which... I'm not touching that. I'm not a liquor guy. Emil opens it, chugs it, and I'm like, dude.
Holy shit.
And so
he was on fire.
He was. After that, Emil and Sam started like destroying our room. They started throwing chairs, throwing food. We have like our cleaning supplies for our kitchen, which was at the time not clean.
No.
Just taken, thrown on the ground, destroyed. So we have no cleaning supplies. We have like no dish soap. It got destroyed.
Good thing it's break coming up.
I know. We're going to have to do some spring cleaning. That's for sure when we get back. And next thing I know, maple syrup is going on the walls, on the floor. Water's getting dumped on the floor.
Did they just like spill anything on you?
They were throwing things at me. I have a video to show you.
Oh god.
And I will admit for 5 minutes I was so angry.
Yeah.
The first 5 minutes I was like, oh my god. Like I was asleep. I know for a fact they're not gonna clean this up.
Yeah.
So I knew it was gonna be on me to clean up. Which yes, that did happen. But after about 5 minutes I was like, you know what, fuck it. I gave into the rush.
Did you throw things back at them?
I didn't throw anything. I will say I did not make a mess. I turned my Bluetooth sound system on, and I guess what song I played?
3 a.m. at Denny's.
No, but close.
What?
I played Break Shit by Limp Bizkit, yes! and just started dancing and watched them destroy our room.
Let's go.
Because I knew I couldn't stop it, so I just had to let it happen.
That's the perfect song for
I just had to let it pass.
Oh my god, that's
And there's
amazing.
A video I'll show you in a second
that
my roommate Sam took of Emil like throwing things, and I'm just dancing on the couch to Break Shit, and Emil takes like a water bottle and just whips it at me, and I like fall over.
Oh my.
Yeah, no, it
that
was.
That is amazing.
It was.
I could picture all this happening, just hearing Fred Durst in the background. Give me some to break.
I will say it was as frustrated as I was at first. It was quite the experience.
I'm sure it was.
Have what we have dubbed a dirty party, because we have cleaning parties.
So,
where
so was the destruction there worse than like the time they destroyed your apartment last semester? Because I know there was that one picture you showed me.
It was not as bad.
Really?
But this time I was the only one that cleaned it up. So it was, yeah.
So it seemed worse.
So for me it was worse.
Gotcha.
Because that last time I left and they made the mess. And by the time I came back, they had cleaned it up. And by the time I woke up, it was clean too.
And this time.
That was not the case this time.
This time you were part of it and then you were the only one that had to clean it up. Oof.
Yeah. But, so it was.
but I mean, it's.
It was. I would say it was worth it. It was
that's,
well worth
that's like
it.
The perfect use of break stuff. Or just Limp Bizkit in general. It's like the perfect song for like, I guess, destroying your
It got to the point where I had to take Emil and Sam outside just so they wouldn't like break anything substantial.
So how much did Emil drink, you think?
The easy answer, I'll say it and I'll get it over with. I think 6 beers, 2 beavers. Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me?
We might cut that. We'll see. Just out of respect for he had a lot.
Holy shit.
Yeah, that was a night.
How did he have the energy to walk back and be so hyper to break shit? Like if I drank all of that,
know.
I would be passed
me
out
too.
till Tuesday.
I mean, I had before we left, I had a beer and a half and had a beer once we got there.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm set.
But
he
holy
had a
hell two beavers on its own is a lot, but adding 6 beers into that.
Well, it was 4 before we left.
Oh, okay.
And so when he was there, it was 2 beavers, 2 beers.
Okay.
So it was spread out over probably 4 hours in total. If we started drinking at like 8.
All right. Still, oh my god.
Maybe even closer to 5, but. It was, it was.
Holy shit.
I know.
This might be one of the funniest meal stories or just stories we've had on this show.
They just, whenever I think he's like topped himself, he does something else.
What do you think the peak is going to be of a meal?
Like I said, whenever I think we've reached it, he takes it up a notch.
I am scared for the final form of a meal that we are going to see after spring break.
Me too. I am quite terrified.
Is he gonna go to a hardcore night?
He probably will be. He'll probably be there both of those shows.
What's the other?
Gonna be,
oh right, because
the
Dash
Rockotti the night before.
Oh yeah. Right. Forgot about that. I saw some too. I think supposedly there's one on the 7th. Just because there's this band on the island, this like up-and-coming like indie rock emo band called Moose Creek Park. I kind of know the guitar player slash singer. And I saw something. It was on his Instagram story. It said 4/7 University of Connecticut at Funk House.
Not
announced yet. So, but I saw that. I'm like, yo, no fucking way.
It ceases to amaze me that. I love Faisal. I love Faisal, obviously. That he can organize these house shows, but he can't organize transportation to the airport for a week-long trip.
Are you surprised?
No. Love him.
That's all right.
Him,
yeah, we love you, Faisal. And
we
then
do love Faisal.
Wait till jazz night.
Very excited for that.
That's going to be really cool. Because I forget. Right, I heard that Static is on the
Static is playing.
So yeah,
that's interesting, because they're not like a college band. They're a little bit older than
but
all of us.
They'll be fired. We'll see what Roman Concrete cooks up.
Yes,
we're still trying to figure things out, throwing ideas around. So.
I wonder when the last Funk House show will be.
I don't know.
Yeah,
that's gonna be.
I wonder if he'll live up here. And
I don't know. What's
continue
his
to
what's
host.
His plan?
You think? I don't know.
You think he even knows?
No, I don't.
Yeah, that will certainly
I've
be.
I've thought about asking him if he wants to like move into a house and continue throwing shows.
Really? Would you do it?
I would need to think about it.
Yeah.
It would need to be.
But
some,
it's something
some,
you would consider.
It's something I would consider.
Yeah.
It also would, you know, we would need to, it would depend on what the fallout of the scene is after this year. Because I know,
yeah,
like, you know.
Because, like, I'm trying to think. Because a lot of these bands, it's like seniors. Like,
yeah.
Dash Cam is mostly.
Gone. Going to be gone.
They're gone.
Gunk Crab.
Well,
if
who,
they're not
who knows
broken what's... up soon, we'll be gone by the end of the year.
Wait, Gunk Crab not broken up soon? What's going on?
I think you know what I mean. It has something to do with someone in your
yeah,
band.
Yeah, yeah.
That someone doesn't like in your band.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. All right, so there's them. Rock Audi is still around because
they're
like
young.
New.
They're like freshmen.
Yeah,
I didn't
perfect.
Realize that. They're
and
really, really
if,
young.
And if all goes well with Roman Concrete, because we're all freshmen
yeah.
and sophomores right now, if we can make an impression,
some, yeah.
Best case scenario, we do have like two more years like
nice
from that, which
set,
would be
then.
Awesome.
And Adelaide's gone too. I mean, the remaining members, Keegan and
yeah, Devin.
Devin are both gone.
It's funny because they've both been coming to opinion section meetings at the Daily Campus.
Really? Interesting.
Yeah. Well, Keegan's a staff writer there, but it's really funny because, you know, those two were there and I'm there, but I don't know if they know that I'm in the band with Lena yet.
I can't believe how many people are involved with Daily Campus. It's
Dude,
like
it's
huge.
A lot.
Because in WIS, I mean, I guess you could say the same about WIS and like DJs with like
mm-hmm.
Daily Campus. And how many employees do you think you have at the Daily
Ooh,
Campus?
That's a good question.
Or like board members.
Oh,
maybe that's
board members, I don't know, 15, 20. Because the other thing is like with a lot of sections, like you have like people who will like write a story or two and mm-hmm. then just like fall off the
yeah.
face of the earth. Like mm-hmm. people will come and go. Like, you know, consistent writers, you know, we have. They, you know, in the opinion section, we have a bunch of, like, consistent people. And, like, that's not even including, like, columnists like myself.
Yeah.
Speaking of columns, I'm very excited for the one that I have coming
Ooh.
Out tomorrow.
What is the topic?
It's basically the roast of CPAC 2023.
Okay.
And I was very inspired writing it last night. There's some very good lines in there.
What is CPAC?
Conservative Political Action Conference. It's a fucking train wreck.
Speaking of CPAC, did I not save this?
Oh, no.
No. They might be
what
in
is
the,
it?
I need to try and find it.
What do you got?
I found some stickers the other day.
You did?
I did, on the ground.
Bro.
Please tell me if they're saved. Okay. So there were two of them. They
mm-hmm.
were from my favorite club, everyone's favorite club, Turning Point.
Oh, dear
yeah.
God.
They decided to do...
What am I about to witness here?
Just look. Just I'm not even going to explain.
Okay.
There was a second one, but this was the first one. I found this on the ground. I found that facing up on my way to the student union.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah.
China kind of sus in a fucking Among Us thing. Dear
I
God.
Know. And there's the... What's it called? It's like the...
That's.
It's not even the China or
that,
the Chinese.
That, wait,
that's
oh
the
shit!
Soviet.
That's the hammer and
it's
sickle.
It's straight up. It's the Soviet. Like
what?
I was gonna say logo, but I think it's.
I heard something from one of the Daily Campus people that supposedly somebody from Turning Point UConn was at the Capitol storming.
Yes, it was the
oh,
president.
Oh,
I believe.
Did we talk about?
I think we have.
I feel like we did because
before.
It
yeah.
came up at the Daily Campus
yeah.
the other night because we were talking about somebody who was involved in Turning Point.
They had a pizza party on Tuesday.
Not...
Don't ask me how I know that.
Yeah, I don't want to know. I hope you weren't there. But...
No, I just saw it on their Instagram.
Oh,
I
yeah.
It after
Wait,
I
think I
might have
saw that, too.
Yeah.
Bro, but...
I'm surprised we have an active branch at UConn.
Yeah, those fuckers are everywhere.
They show up everywhere.
But yeah, CPAC was a disaster, and basically my whole article is just... God tier trolling.
What was so bad about it? Was it just cringy?
It's basically a Trump like ass worshipping fest. let me see if I because I had so many funny lines that I came up with writing this.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, by the time this episode comes out, it'll be here. here we go. I think this was my favorite. With the mood set and the Kool-Aid drank, the stage was set for Rosie O'Donnell's biggest fan to electrify a packed house of adoring fans.
Nice.
Literally, this whole article is just me trolling. So, but, I mean, because if you really think about it, that's what I'm doing with my opinion writing. It is trolling to an extent, but, like, you know, with arguments and stuff, and it works.
I feel like I don't know. I don't want to say the purpose of opinion writing, but I guess in some ways it is. It's just like to piss people off.
I mean,
their opinion.
Well, that's what I've told the editorial board that, like, mm-hmm. if people are getting pissed off at us, we're doing our job.
Exactly.
Because, like, for example, you know, we've been doing a lot of editorials about USG lately.
I was surprised you guys. I mean, not surprised, but it definitely is interesting. You guys took such a strong anti-USG stance.
I think that's always been there, but then when the whole hashtag Save UConn thing dropped, it just, we're like, all right, let's talk a lot about this.
Do you think that was just a lack of organization, or do you think it was like a deeper interconnection between like Redanca and higher-ups?
There's something up. It's just the fact that they spent $37,000 on that, basically a misinformation campaign, is just really frustrating. But yeah, USG isn't too happy with us right now. I'll say that there's definitely been some communication between USG and the Daily Campus. Yeah,
we were in that deep.
Yeah, no. Harrison, our editor in chief of the DC, was telling the editorial board about that on Sunday, and I'm like, well, we're doing our job. And he's like, I guess so.
Is there anything you can share? Is that kind of confidential?
Not that I want to get into on the air. I can tell you later.
But we'll keep that for off air.
But yeah, no, USG isn't happy, and we're not stopping. You know, daily. The more they do that, you know, we don't think is right, we're not going to stop publishing. We're not going to be intimidated.
I know people who work for USG, and I either don't like them, or do like them, and they don't have good things to say about the culture of USG.
Really?
So I won't jump to any conclusions with that. But
yeah,
there's a lot
going on with USG. So, but I mean, it's given the editorial board great material to write about. We've been on a tear this past month, though, so it's been very cool to be involved in the editing process.
Is the Save UConn like graffiti, the big paint on the union?
I think it's still there. It's still there. And I think there's another one somewhere.
I think so. There was like a banner hanging up outside of Whitney.
Oh, I heard about that. Bro, Whitney has been popping off
Everyone says Whitney's the best.
Dude, this semester especially, because I've been going to like Whitney for lunch a bunch because I happen to be like over there a lot. It's been popping, man.
The food or the culture?
Well, the vibe is always good. The Whitney playlist is a lot of fun, but food has been a lot better this semester. So
it's good to hear.
Top of the list right now for me.
Sweet.
Top of the list.
What's bottom of the list?
Ooh, Northwest.
That's surprises me. Just because
the two times I went to Northwest, it was
What time did you go?
I went once for late night and once for lunch.
Okay. I will say I've only been to Northwest for late night before.
Okay.
And I mean, when it's late night, you're just desperate for anything.
Well,
so
like, well, my problem is like I'm not gonna go all the way to Northwest for late night.
It's on the opposite side of campus.
Because like,
yeah,
you know, I'm you know, being an alumni, like just watch a McMahon, boom, right there. Besides, you know, they're, you know, late night food McMahon. I mean, come on, burger bar, taco bar. Ooh.
Exactly.
But yeah, Northwest is there. I'm not a big South guy right now either. South isn't bad, but I think it's just so fucking mid.
The quality of South has good like hamburgers, hot dogs.
Yeah.
Like the stuff that's always there is decent.
Yeah.
But like their meals were never, or like the stuff they would serve each day was
never
it.
I won't go out of my way to go South, but if I don't see anything better, I'm like, all right, let's go. But the one redeeming quality about South is Soup Dupe.
Oh, yeah.
And I know people who, like, work there, and they told me, yeah, he's exactly like that all the time.
I remember I went on Reddit once,
looked
up, like, Soup Dupe on r/UConn, and someone said that, like, he had Asperger. I don't know if that's true or
not.
Yeah. And that's why he's...
Man's just living his best life. Come on.
It was the best when he was at the Union.
Ooh.
It was so much fun because he would just walk in. He'd give you a high five.
Be like, woo!
Exactly.
That's like the best part of being at South. Just like the monotony of being that bland as
it's like now he's kind of like just on like the corner of campus where like not everyone...
Yeah.
Everyone would go to the Union and see him before.
But like, you know, everybody... You know, people come to South for Soup Tube, and he makes his rounds around the place. Just like I said, the monotony of South, just breaking up by the occasional woo Soup Tube. It's just amazing. It makes for a wonderful, wonderful experience.
I would love to know
there.
His life story.
I would too. They Why don't we talk about one day, like, whose life story do we want to live? Soup Dupe.
Soup Dupe. That would be interesting. Who else?
I
like, what other UConn micro celebrities?
Faisal.
Faisal.
Not UConn Spidey.
No, I think I'm good. Jonathan the Husky. UConn Ned. That's who I want to live. I want to be UConn.
I swear I saw him at the UConn versus St. John's game. We were in my section, and my mom's like, is that UConn Ned? Because he's from Queens, I think.
Really?
Not the docks, but.
Did I tell you my parents are going to MSG tomorrow for the Big East?
Let's go. UConn's playing tomorrow.
Yeah,
They're playing Providence.
Oh, that's a good game.
It's a really good game.
It was that good of a game.
Yeah, it's a tournament right now. It's freaking awesome.
What are we seated, like 3 or 4?
I think 4, Providence is 5.
Okay.
So it'll be interesting to see how the Big East tournament shakes out. I know in overall NCAA rankings, we're number 11.
That's pretty solid.
That's really good.
Close to the top 10. So, we'll be a top 3 seed if we have a good tournament.
Yeah, if we don't win the Big East, if we can make a good run out of it.
Exactly. If we win, we're a top 2 seed.
Oh,
I
absolutely.
Think, yeah.
If we win that, that would be so cool.
Mm.
I am excited for March Madness.
Me too.
That's going to be nuts.
When does it start officially?
I don't know.
Let's see. Look at the start date
That's
of
a good
March
question.
Madness.
I know the women just won their Big East tournament too. So they'll probably get
I didn't
get
even
a
realize
really
that was happening.
Seed.
I just saw on Instagram that they had won.
Yeah, they were at Mohegan Sun for theirs. Yeah, let's see.
First round is next week.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh-hoo-hoo. And I'll be in Florida watching.
I was gonna say I'm gonna be in Texas watching it.
Hell yeah. Speaking of next week is spring break. So let's talk about our plans. Will, you happen to be going somewhere very interesting.
I'm going
Tell
to
us
South
about
this. By Southwest.
Oh yeah. And that is down in beautiful Austin,
Texas.
Right?
I'm very excited to explore Austin. That's what I'm most excited for. And like, it's cool that like South by Southwest is going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
But if it was up to me, I'd spend most of my time in the city.
Yeah.
I'd like go to the music festival and stuff. But I just want to walk around.
Yeah,
see the shops.
Even though Texas is, really, Austin seems like a pretty cool, hip little place to be.
I was
going to
say, if it were anywhere other than Austin, I'd be concerned for, not concerned, but
like if it was like Dallas or something.
Dallas, Houston.
If it was Dallas, I wouldn't go simply because of the Dallas Cowboys.
Does Austin have any sports teams? Do they have like a hockey team or something?
I don't think so.
I didn't realize, but Austin is the capital of Texas.
I know.
I guess I just never put that together.
It's so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, there's no teams in Austin. I guess the closest team he got is the San Antonio Spurs, who are doing pretty bad right now.
Really? Oh, yeah, they're tanking, aren't they?
Yeah,
Victor Wembanyama.
Yeah, they're tanking for Victor. We'll come back to South by Southwest in a moment. But speaking of NBA, Ja Morant is going to – I saw a tweet. He's going to be away from the team for at least the next 4 games now.
Damn.
As the Grizzlies now move down to number 3 in the Western Conference. The Sacramento Kings are number 2. The first time they've really been relevant since
ever.
I think they're on track to make the playoffs for the first time since the early 2000s.
Really? That's
crazy. Yeah, they have like a super long jump, but
good for them because
yeah,
I know
they're cooking.
I like De'Aaron Fox. He still plays for them, right?
I don't even know who's on the Kings. But
that is certainly interesting that they're doing good.
But yeah, they're cooking there. Ja Morant is spiraling.
I wonder if that's like a mental health, like a legitimate mental health
thing. I don't
know. Or if he's just...
I don't know if it's that or it's just like the hot start that the Grizzlies got off to this season just went into his head or what?
I don't know because it's like nothing on the court has happened. At least I haven't really followed his statistics too hard.
Yeah, I haven't really
But
either.
It's all been off the court. I'm trying to think of an NBA because obviously there's the Antonio Brown comparison.
Yes, that's certainly a comparison I brought up. But that's... an extreme case because AB was a kind of, a big-time nut. I'm trying to think of, anybody.
Well, you could argue, obviously MVP voting aside, but
MVP voting is where...
based on just, his relevance and, his youth and, his college playing, too, I would argue he's, easily a top 10 player in the league,
for
if not
sure.
a top 5.
I think he's a top 10 player right now. He's a star, man. When he is on, hoo-hoo.
I'm trying to think of an NBA player who's been so like this. You could say Kyrie, but that's been for different reasons,
Rodman.
Yeah, Rodman. I was trying to think of, I was trying to argue against it, but no, I think that's a pretty good one.
That's all I could think of.
I'm trying to think of players in like the last decade though who have been problematic. Maybe Carmelo Anthony in Denver.
What did Carmelo do?
He was just like a partier, so he just didn't play as good.
I don't know.
But that's not like his. I don't know. Maybe like Ron Artest, but he used to just get into fights on the court. So I don't know. I feel like that's a different
who's
situation.
The guy who would always fight the mascots? What was that guy's name?
Who was that?
There was some.
What did he like look like?
I forget. I just remember there was some guy. They called him the mascot killer or something, I think. And he just hated every team's mascot so much and would just start duking it out with them. It was very funny to watch.
Is it Robin Lopez? Do you know?
Maybe. If there's like a video of it somewhere.
Mascot fights. Jazz Bear altercation.
What was the name there? Oh, yeah. It is Robin Lopez.
It is.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, he was the mascot killer. So, yeah, I don't know. But Ja Morant, hopefully he gets back on track soon, because the Grizzlies will need him the way the Western Conference is stacking up.
I didn't realize how disliked that Grizzly team or the Grizzlies team was, especially Dylan Brooks. I didn't realize he was universally hated.
Ever since Ja Morant said, "I'm fine in the West," everything has been going downhill just
how
for the
early,
team and the conference.
How early in the season did he say that?
I feel like that was December, so that was like way before,
I guess that's 3 months ago.
Like
now,
Durant went to the Suns and Kyrie went to Dallas. I'm shocked that Kyrie Irving hasn't talked about JFK's assassination yet.
It's only a matter of time.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting.
I will say, I haven't watched them a whole lot, but just based on what I've like seen on Instagram, heard,
it's not working.
It's not? Not Kyrie and Luka?
I mean, Luka's, like, they're both putting up good numbers, but they're just not
winning. They're really interesting.
They're just not winning that much. But, like, Durant on the Suns, they are cooking, man.
Are they really?
They played Dallas the other day. Durant put up 37. And then in, like, the last 3 seconds, Luka and Devin Booker started getting into it.
I saw that fight, yeah.
But, the Suns are rolling. If they can keep it up, they've got some special there.
Look at these NBA standings right now.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I think the West is Denver, Sacramento, Memphis, Phoenix. I forget what the rest of the West is.
I feel like
is.
If Jokic wins an MVP this season and somehow wins a championship,
yeah,
based on like accolade or what is the term? Like
yeah, I guess
accolades alone.
Mm-hmm.
Do we consider him like the best player in this post LeBron era?
Ooh, I think unless Jokic wins this year, I'm still rolling with Giannis as my answer.
I think Giannis has been the most influential player since Stephen Curry.
Ooh. Just like Giannis is just they don't call him the Greek freak for
nothing. Exactly. Just the athleticism. It's like the coordination, not necessarily in terms of jump shot.
Speaking of which, the Bucks are now number one in the East.
That
I think they have
the best
record in the NBA. The Celtics have had some tough luck blowing, I think, like a 28-point lead to none other than the Brooklyn Nets.
Ooh.
And an overtime loss to the New York Knicks. Let's talk about the Knicks for a second. They won 9 games in a row.
Really?
And then lost to the Charlotte Hornets last night.
With LaBelo Ball.
I think Ball's out for the season
really?
Or something.
Who is on the Knicks that's notable?
I forget. But they're cooking now. So they
good
could be
them.
They could really make things interesting. Like, you know, it's weird seeing like the Knicks in my lifetime be relevant.
I like this NBA where it's teams like the Nuggets, the Kings, the Grizzlies, and the Suns. Like,
yeah.
Who would have thought like 10 years ago?
And I like seeing the Knicks do good too, because like if I'm gonna, you know, root for our team, it's gonna be, you know, I'm a New Yorker, I'll root for the Knicks. I don't care. I just want to see some good basketball this playoffs.
Exactly.
I think the Eastern Conference playoffs are gonna be a lot better than people give it credit for.
I think so too, because until the trade deadline, everyone was talking about the East.
Yeah.
It was all about the East.
I feel like the West is going to be a letdown in the playoffs.
I think so too. Let's make some playoff predictions.
Playoff predictions. I'm sticking with my Eastern Conference prediction. You know, nothing bold. Bucks, Celtics.
Yeah.
Unless, you know, the Celtics, you know, keep being in this weird mid-state because they started off very strong.
That's true. They're kind of struggling a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm thinking Suns Nuggets.
Ooh, that's what I was. I was thinking that too. Yeah. I was also thinking Suns. I want to see a Suns Bucks NBA Finals, the 2021 rematch.
That
this
was
time Durant versus Giannis.
That would be a good.
That would be
epic. A good matchup. Is Durant enough to beat Giannis? I don't.
Durant
think he
and
is.
Booker.
Was Booker injured in 2021?
I don't know. I forget what happened, but the combo of Durant and Booker is on fire right now. And they still have Chris Paul there on Phoenix.
I don't know if they can. I still don't think they can beat Giannis. You with Chris Middleton, I don't know.
I think it'd be a fun series.
It'll definitely
to watch,
be a fun series. Even Suns-Celtics would be good to watch.
Yeah.
Be a little bit more balanced.
For
in
some
terms
reason,
of teams.
I know Durant gets a lot of hate. I want to see the Suns go far. I don't know why. Just something about the Phoenix Suns.
What are your thoughts on Kevin Durant them. As a player?
Ugh. As a player alone, phenomenal.
Yeah.
One of the greats. I don't know. It's tough to evaluate because it's so interesting. You know, a lot of people, especially like arguments about his Golden State tenure, because like Steph haters will be like, Steph got two easy rings because Durant carried him. And then like, Durant haters will be like, Durant got two easy rings because Steph and the Warriors carried. But like, Durant won Finals MVP.
That's
those
true.
Two rings. Those two rings he had there. So it's, I don't know. Durant's a weird guy to evaluate like that.
He's just not.
He's not like. He's really not that likable.
He's not likable, but he can't lead a team in the same way
correct.
That like LeBron.
Exactly.
Or even because like,
LeBron was basically leading Make-A-Wish kids in Cleveland.
Exactly. Look at even Giannis. Like, Giannis did the same when he won. He
I
beat
know.
The Suns.
Exactly.
You know?
A player like that says a lot more.
So I would go as far as to say that I don't even think Kevin Durant is like a top 10, maybe even top 15 player of all time.
Really?
Not currently, but like when you look at the all-time list, maybe he'd be like 18 or 19.
He's definitely top 20. Because like,
yeah.
Like his playing alone, like when he was like when he's on, he can cook.
I would compare him to like, I was gonna say Scottie Pippen, but ooh. I feel like Pippen doesn't get as much credit as he deserves.
Pippen gets a lot of hate too for some reason.
Yeah,
there's like a whole contingent.
Well, I watched the Michael Jordan documentary. And there were a lot of times he kind of like, the year that MJ retired and played basketball, the Bulls were in the playoffs, and it was like game three of like the Eastern Conference Finals or some Eastern Conference playoff series.
Yeah.
And I forget who was the coach, Phil Jackson?
Phil Jackson.
Phil Jackson told Scottie Pippen to pass the ball for like, you know, because they were drawing up a play for like a last second buzzer beater shot.
Uh-oh.
And Pippen got so mad that he wasn't allowed to shoot the ball that he just sat out.
Bro.
So like he's kind of a baby, I think. Not like a team player.
I really don't know that much about him. I do need to watch that documentary.
It took me, you know, 2-3 years to finally get around to it, but it's pretty good.
Yeah. I was channel surfing one night. I think I might have stumbled upon it. I only remember because I think there was some footage there. It was like a conference finals of Bulls and the Knicks or something. But I do need to get around to that.
I have an uncle who's big into like taping and restoring old sports games.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so he's got like this huge, probably a room about as big as the big room over there, just full of DVDs that have all. He's from Nebraska, so he has a lot of Nebraska football, but
he has old
NBA games, NBA Finals game series. It's an interesting hobby. I'll give him that.
It is interesting. NBA playoffs are going to be something. Anyways, getting back to Austin, Texas.
Yeah, some more Austin,
South
Texas.
By Southwest. Tell us a bit about this festival.
At this point, you know about as much as it is about a much. I can't even speak. My God, I'm exhausted. You know as much as I do right now.
Yeah.
So we're kind of going in blind to this festival. Supposedly it's a big deal. Supposedly it's on par with like some of the bigger music festivals. And
you said New Order is going to be there.
Supposedly New Order.
And I know the Zombies will be there.
Let's
so that'll
it up
cook.
Real quick. It's also a lot of like small artists that I've never heard of. So I'm like,
yeah.
Do I give them a chance? Do I go see them or what do I do?
I'm sure Faisal's going to want to check out some of them, right?
Yeah. There's a lot of other things that Faisal wants to check out, conferences pertaining to cannabis and such. Mm-hmm. So
what about Zach? We're not going to say that on the air. But
well, I went to
what he wants to buy. Or jokingly wants to buy.
I don't even know. We're going to say it's a joke for his sake. But I went to a city with Zach once. We went to Brooklyn to go to a concert.
Oh, boy.
And we were there for, well, one, Zach said that he wanted to drive to the city.
Mm.
And I was like,
big mistake.
Sure. Like, yeah, we can drive to Brooklyn if that's what you want to do. I drove to Brooklyn, and I will say, I did a good job.
Yeah.
I got us there relatively stress-free.
Really?
And he did a good job on the way out. But while we were in the city, I had never seen him that stressed out before. He literally was like, wouldn't even talk to me because he was
it's,
so focused.
It's a tough task, man, if you don't know what you're doing.
That's true. But like, I feel like in the city, especially if you're not used to it, you just kind of got to give in to it and take your time.
You got to give in to your inner anger and road rage.
Oh, yeah, you got to be a little aggressive and assertive.
Like,
but it's
that's the way you got to do it.
It's like if you're just walking around and you're lost, you just got to like enjoy the the sight, enjoy the views.
If you're not driving, then it's fine.
Exactly.
Yeah, driving into the city is interesting.
Yeah, I drove across the Brooklyn Bridge.
Ooh.
Quite interesting.
I want to walk across the Brooklyn Bridge.
At least I assumed it was. Is the Brooklyn Bridge kind of thin?
It's the brown one.
I think it was that one. It was a bridge that was going into Brooklyn, so I assumed it was Brooklyn Bridge.
If it was like the brown kind of like stone one.
I think that's what it was.
Yeah, that's a very cool bridge.
I didn't even realize it until I was halfway across. I was like, holy shit, like we're on the Brooklyn. I'm driving across the Brooklyn Bridge.
It's the best bridge in the city. not that I'm gonna sit here ranking bridges in the city, but that's it's an iconic one. It's a fun one to look at.
I enjoyed Brooklyn a lot, actually.
Yeah, Brooklyn's cool.
Yeah.
Remember, I saw Further show in like 2012, 2013 down at this like minor league baseball stadium in Coney Island.
Really?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Good show. I still kind of remember the show. I think it was a Shakedown opener.
Nice.
I remember they did Dear Mr. Fantasy that night. It was a cool little stadium, cool place to see
Solid.
A show.
I kind of wish I could be. I saw a lot of, or I was scrolling through Instagram and like those New York City.
Yeah.
Instagram pages.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Coney Island in like the 50s or the 60s would be a cool place to be.
Yeah, man.
I don't know a whole lot about it, but
yeah, I agree. It does seem cool, but yeah, no, that was a good show down there, and I'm pretty sure that J-Rad show that I'm seeing in late July at that Pier 17 place. It's pretty close to the Brooklyn Bridge on the Manhattan side, so I'm super. Super excited for that. That's going to be a cool night.
Nice.
It's going to be.
I wonder if there are any jam bands down in South by Southwest.
Maybe.
I'll have
who
to
knows?
See.
Well, if you do want a good music fest with some jam bands, come to Great South Bay Music Fest.
I know. That set list seems.
Dude, 3.5 hours of Phil Lesh and friends. I got to call Cooper because if I tell him this, he'll be like, I'll be there.
He'll lose his mind.
Yeah. I do want to try to catch Electric Hot Tuna. They're playing Thursday night, so I'm trying to talk my parents into getting tickets for that. Because, you know, I want to see Yorma and Jack Cassidy, you know, while they're still walking the earth. They're both pushing 80, but they're still up there jamming. So
I feel like those, I don't know.
Yeah.
Obviously, like, Mick Jagger and Keith Richards will do it till they die. But who are some, like, famous musicians who've, like, retired?
Ozzy.
There you go. Yeah.
There's your answer.
Zach is a big Black Sabbath fan.
Hell yeah.
I told him, I think Ozzy has, like, 6 months to live. He looks rough.
Bro. No, yeah, but like people have been saying that about Keith Richards since 1974.
Keith Richards, as like bad as he looks, he at the same time looks like, obviously for Keith Richards, looks surprisingly healthy. Like he can talk.
Yeah, he can talk. The Ozzy talking is just.
Who's older, Keith Richards or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
I mean, Keith Richards looks 10 years younger than
Biden
Joe Biden.
Biden is 80. Have you seen any of those like AI generated like Trump, Biden, Obama Minecraft videos?
Have you seen the call? Wait, let me see if I can find some.
There's one clip I isolated specifically in here that I'm going to put on here right now.
Do it. Yeah, I'm going to try and find some too.
You want this in the mic?
Go for it.
A fucking pushover. Shut up, Barack. You're not even from this country.
Like, these things are goddamn wild.
What are they making those on? Because I want access to it.
I do too.
So
I do too. I want to make one
because
I have just...
to do. I have to do a deep dive real quick because I found just, one where
they're just so fucking funny.
I found one from it's like them playing Call of Duty.
Oh no!
That's hilarious.
Wait, they're playing Call of Duty. Oh no! I'm so scared for what Trump would. There was one I watched. They were Trump, Obama, Biden playing Minecraft, and then George W. Bush hops on. They're like, "Who the fuck let him on?" Like, "Oh, give it a rest, Donald. He won't be that bad." Guys, help! I'm stuck in a hole. Yeah, no, they're just
so funny. Wait, why can't I find this?
I'm trying to think.
If I can't find it, I'll give up,
bro.
There was one that had me laughing out loud. It had me LOLing, literally.
Oh, no, what was in it?
I want it to be a surprise.
Oh God, I'm scared. There's such a. I still can't get over that clip I have. Shut up, Barack. You're not even from this country. All right,
if I can't find that one, I'll play a different one.
Oh, God.
Yeah, there could be a bad word in it just because I'm going to...
If you want some really good ones, you got to look up Bender's MC.
What is that?
That's what I just play. That's what I just play there because they have a bunch of, you know, the Minecraft ones, but they actually have, like, you know, Minecraft skin, Obama and Trump actually playing it, so it's like you're watching it.
That's cursed. Here, I want to see what this says.
We could... What?
I don't know what these
303 tall. Yeah, I'm scared if you find the Call of Duty one, because I can only imagine what Trump would say there.
Actually, believe it or not, it was George Bush that made the video funny.
Oh, no. Did he make a joke about Iraq?
He just said something that was like...
This looks like what I did to Iraq. Not the joke. Or excuse me, what Dick Cheney did to Iraq.
I want
to
find this so bad. No.
Oh, these are funny.
Okay, maybe I can't find it.
All right, we'll watch him after this.
Yeah, let's do that just in case.
We are going to do that.
That can't be said.
So, but yeah, that... South by Southwest.
Have you heard about what is this thing called? Chat
GPT?
Yeah, what
you
are
know,
your thoughts on
I
that?
Tried it out the other night. What I did was, you're gonna be disappointed in me here. I asked it, did Jeffrey Epstein kill himself?
Who's this?
That is a good question. Who is this? Wait. Hold up.
Oh yeah, the Studio A. Right, Studio A. Is it locked or is it
We'll be right back. Nah, that's all right. We're just recording. Does anybody remember the Drifters? Boom, boom, boom. We'll go ahead and edit this part out. Faisal's house is where you wanna be.
This mob grinder was a Donald, do you have the
Oh no. Have fun editing this part, Will. This is just me fucking around and trolling like hang on. Will is still gone, but yeah, Will is still gone. Will. course there is a mountain. Stetson Bennett.
Sorry about that.
That's all good. Have fun editing this stuff out.
Side note real quick. I'm going to edit this out too. That's Wilfred. Faisal has talked to me about them.
Who is he?
I don't know. Maybe someone who has access to or possibly uses substances that are not legal, which would not surprise me based on the interaction I just had.
Well,
but I won't jump to conclusions. We'll talk later. So maybe I'll we're going to cut all of that by
the way.
What
were we talking about? I think some about ChatGPT, right?
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, I'm a little like disgruntled after
it's
that.
Okay. So I asked ChatGPT, did Jeffrey Epstein kill himself? And here's the response that it wrote up, and I will quote verbatim. The official ruling from the New York City Medical Examiner's Office is that Jeffrey Epstein died by suicide on August 20th, 2019, in his jail cell at the Metropolitan Correctional Center in Manhattan. However, there are many unanswered questions and controversies surrounding his death, which have led to various conspiracy theories and speculation about whether or not he actually committed suicide or if he was murdered. But there's more. The official investigation by the FBI and the Department of Justice concluded that Epstein's death was the result of suicide by hanging, but there are ongoing lawsuits and investigations looking into the circumstances surrounding his death. Ultimately, it is not possible to definitively determine the cause of Epstein's death without additional evidence or testimony.
There you go.
So that's my experience with ChatGPT.
Interesting.
I also asked it to write a Cardi B song, and it went hard.
There you go.
Which I will not be rapping on the air here.
Can you like read some lyrics at least? Actually, give us like the toughest line.
Oh,
you don't
God.
Have to rap it. Just
I mean,
just say it.
Let me see if I can find it in here.
Here for our last episode, I'll talk in my Midwest emo voice, oh. And you can rap the Cardi B, the ChatGPT Cardi B song.
Money, 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 it's all I need. Got my diamond shining and my wrist on freeze. I'm the baddest chicken in the game. They can't deny. I'm Cardi B and I'm here to stay. No lie.
That's impressive. Okay.
Dude, if you ask it to write like certain songs, it's like I don't know, write me a Limp Bizkit song. It'll spit something out.
Yesterday, Emil was looking for like a TikTok.
Uh-oh.
And he couldn't find it. So he asked ChatGPT to find it for him.
Hey, yo.
Sorry.
Who we got? I think so.
You. What's up?
Hey.
How you doing?
Just saying hi.
You want to join us?
Talk about
ChatGPT.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
ChatGPT is amazing. If you can, I know you can hear me. I see the levels. I got to go to an acapella rehearsal, though.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
It's not too nice. I'm so tired.
Same Sorry. Here.
You're going to get through it, bro.
Yeah, I know.
Break's around the corner.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I found man. Out. 2 hours ago that I had to bus 4 people to Bradley Airport at 2 in the morning.
I might have been there a little for the start of that conversation.
Are you going to South by Southwest?
I'm
going
to try to go next year.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll let you know if it's any fun. I'm sure it'll be awesome.
Let us know, because I'll think about it too.
Yeah, no, I mean, I didn't choose to apply for it last year because my family was going on spring break for the first time in years, you know, since before COVID.
Yeah.
And then, ironically, we end up going to Austin,
mm-hmm.
which was like bittersweet because I kind of wished I had applied for it, but at the same time, I was able to meet up with people,
and just
who were like there from WUS. But I was still with my family. It was cool. It was fun.
Nice.
Cool, man.
Yeah, my parents are going to Miami for Revolve will be in Texas, which I'm like, shit. Okay.
Sick.
That's gonna fucking took me to Miami. But now you guys want
to
go? No.
I'm going to LA to visit my uncle.
Ooh,
that's nice. That's I'm not jealous.
No, you shouldn't be. It's gonna be like 60 and rainy.
Oh,
which is like, I mean, I'm not gonna complain because it's LA, but right, my phone's ringing. I gotta go.
All right, good night. See you later. What a strange.
This is an interesting episode.
I almost feel like we should. Like, we'll leave that part in.
We'll leave that in.
Okay, so I guess no one wants us to talk about ChatGPT.
No, it's a grand conspiracy. So I think on that note, I need a couple minutes before my radio show.
Let's do it
stuff,
then.
But,
I think I need a couple minutes to process.
Yeah, this was an episode. Yeah. We'll But thank you all for tuning in to Almost Ablaze. We will be back after break with all sorts of spring break stories from you down Austin. And me, I didn't even get to talk about this. I'm going down to St. Pete Beach, Florida. Going to live it up there a couple days.
Hell yeah.
It's going to be a lot of fun. So we will see y'all next time. Keep on trucking.